Hi, this is Martin. I just wanted to give you an alternative to reading all of that text that I supplied as a summary for a week two. When we talk about accessibility and inclusion, sometimes it's providing the same material, the same resource in two ways. So have a listen. It might be a better way of processing what I've been talking about, and I'll be able to elaborate a few points as well. So I've highlighted things on the summary that need doing, and I'll flag those up as I go. I've linked to the lesson plan, and then I started by saying that last night, or Monday I should say, we focused on the internet and we had a lot of hyperlinks flying around. I was impressed with the whole group, collectively and individually. You were supporting each other. There was a sort of natural flow going there and a buzz, and people were showing each other things. I really, really appreciated that and really enjoyed it. And there's a strong sense of community and developing there. So yeah, do carry on showing each other things that you've created. I've received several blog links, thank you, but not all of them. I need those quickly. I want to get them all up on the blog so we can start sharing even more, and also enabling me to give some feedback. I have fed back to some people on things on their blogs, and I hope that that's helping you develop and tweak and make changes. Overall, remember, we've covered so much ground already. If you've got any kind of sense of frustration or, oh my God, I'm not keeping up or whatever, don't worry. Other people are feeling the same. Treat that sensation as something that's exciting and energizing, but also a challenge as well, and not something that's going to put you off. If you do start feeling anxious, let me know. We'll have a chat. We can meet up one to one and cover anything that's confusing you. So in the session, most of you had done the homework, and I reminded you later in the session about how I was daft attaching those documents, that feedback and your work, when I could easily have put it on Box and sent you a link. And I showed you how to do that later towards the end of the session. The homework you've done, all of those that I've had and marked, have successfully completed assessment 1.3, and most have actually done 1.4 as well. While we were talking about putting resources online and sharing resources, Nancy mentioned Evernote. Thank you very much for that. And I agree, it's a really powerful tool for online organization, either for yourself or for collaboration with other people. Those of you that were there spot on time or a bit early had a look at MicroPoll, which is just like a quick question, quick response, but it can be really nice to shape a lesson, be sent in advance, that kind of thing. I used the fishbone tool on classtools.net to summarize what you remembered from last week, and we talked about other ways that it could be used. And then you went and had a play with that or with some of the other class tools. And many of you said, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. On the summary, I've offered you a link to what's called a math spinner, which is designed for math teachers. But I found that you can just tweak it a little bit and use it as a random name generator. If you do use it though, make sure you adjust the power each time, otherwise it always seems to end up in the same place. I've given a little bit more indication about how you could use the random name generator for target language, keywords, jargon, that sort of thing, and said how it can be a bit fiddly if it's more than 8 students. And I've had a couple more comments on there about the other class tools that I like. We used Padlet to review e-safety. Remember, you were clicking on the screen and posting comments, and I think most people liked the PDF printout, but it did start to get messy on the actual screen. It's great because you can embed it in something like a blog, but if you've got too many users on there, it does get really messy. So my mistake was not having two or maybe even three separate ones for people to be working on at different times. Then I think it would have been much clearer. I went over ways to hide links, put them behind images, talked about tiny URLs, gave you some cards, and you worked on your web quest for them most of the rest of the evening. And some of those just look absolutely brilliant. I'm really looking forward to reviewing those. Some of you even managed to get onto the QR codes as well. So just brilliant all round. Really, really well done. I put a couple of links to instructional videos on there as well, because there were some issues around Box, and I don't think we had enough time on that, and I will revisit that next week. So have a look at all of that. I hope you find it was all useful, and I really enjoyed the session once again. Thanks very much.